The intensive care unit, the ICU, is an important part of a teaching hospital, as commentator and medical student Joe Wright has learned.
The first time I visited an ICU was last year, as part of a physiology course. In each room, there was a patient lying unconscious, or nearly so, tubes and mouths, the whole unit quiet, except for the whooshes and beeps of machine sounds and alarms. We went into one of the rooms, and the doctor leaned down to the patient and said, "I'm here with a group of students, and we're going to talk a little bit while we're here." And then he talked about respiration, about the physiology of the ventilators, and about the monitors on and inside of her. I could barely register it. Pulmonary capillary wedge pressure? We weren't thinking about that. We were looking at the family pictures around the room and wondering what it would be like for this woman's kids to visit her here, to see her like this. More than a year later, I was in another ICU. Small groups of us traipse around the hospital, following a young resident who takes us to see patients with good findings, meaning things you wouldn't want to miss if you saw them. So we all trundle into a room and say hello to the patient, and then feel his swollen liver, or look at his clubbed fingernails, or listen to her heart. And so we went to an ICU to hear a heart murmur. The heart murmur was inside a man who was deeply unconscious, who was plugged into machines. There were pictures of himself and his family in the room. Did the resident say hello to the man when we came in? I hope so, but I'm not sure. I know I didn't say hello as we put our stethoscopes on his chest. I couldn't hear his heartbeat at first because of the sound of the air being pushed into his lungs by a machine. Eventually, another student told me to look at the monitor. To hear the heartbeat under the noise of the air, we had to see it on the machine. We looked at a little Valentine heart on the monitor that flashed with each beat, and then listened for a sound that happened every time the Valentine flashed. Then, suddenly, because we could see the beat on the screen, we heard the heart murmur in our ears. I showed another classmate how to hear it, and she put her stethoscope down on his chest and then looked pleased. Now she heard it, too. As we were walking out, one of my classmates looked at the man and said, "Thank you, sir." I criticized myself for not saying something too, but hearing her, I also realized that the ICU didn't bother me anymore or fill me with grand spiritual and moral questions. It was a place where sick people were hooked up to machines, and that was that. I was ready to plunk my stethoscope down on the chest of an unconscious man with no preamble, as if it was perfectly normal for him to be there and for me to be there too. It was a murmur I was seeking. It was a murmur that I heard.
Joe Wright is in his second year at Harvard Medical School.